我们安排这样的一次的聚会。我已经有好像好多年了，好像没看见很多弟兄姊妹啊。
I haven't been seeing many brothers and sisters for many years.
所以看见大家心里非常的欢喜。
So it's so joyful to see you all.
那么这一次呢，我的负担呢，是从彼得后书和弟兄姊妹交通，怎样能丰丰富富进神的国。
This time around, my burden is to share with brothers and sisters from the second Peter to see how to abundantly enter into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们好不好请弟兄姊妹呢？sorry, 忘了开了。我们请弟兄姊妹呢，先和我一同来读一些的圣经。
Please first let us read some scriptures.
请弟兄姊妹打开彼得后书。
Second Peter.
彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter chapter one.
第十节和十一节。
Verses 10 and 11.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤。使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移，你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富地得以进入我们主救主基督耶稣永远的国。
Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make sure your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们再读第十六节到十九节。
Verses 16 through 19.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来，向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。
For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we make known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty.For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And when we heard this voice which came from heaven, when we were with him on the holy mountain. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in the dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.
我们回头读第三节。
We go back to verse 3.
神的神能将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，接引我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue.
第五节
Verse 5.
前面一句话就可以，正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤。
But for this very reason, giving all diligence.
好，我们再读第八节和第九节就可以了。
We also read verses 8 and 9.
你们若充充足足地有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins.
我们请低头再有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and our further word of prayer.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we're full of thanksgiving to you.
是你给我们机会，这一次可以一同聚在你的跟前。
You grant us this opportunity to gather before you.
我们知道你心中有重要的话要告诉我们。
We understand you have important words from your heart to speak to us.
我们求你用血洁净这个地方。
We ask your precious blood to cleanse this place.
也洁净所有的弟兄和姊妹。
And to cleanse each and every brother and sister.
也洁净这个讲台。
To cleanse this podium.
主啊，愿我们的耳朵都是开通的。
May all our ears are opened.
我们能够听见你的声音。
So we can hear your voice.
我们也渴望我们的眼能看见你的荣耀。
We also long for our eyes to be open to see your glory.
在这个幕后的世代
in its last days,
愿在聚会中你向我们众人显现。
May you appear to all of us in this conference.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving to you.
因为你还把机会量给我们。
Because you still measure our opportunity to us.
还有一点点的时间，你就要回来了。
There's a little while before you're coming back.
求你让我们知道如何预备我们的自己。
May you help us to understand how to prepare.
好叫我们能够欢欢喜喜的迎接你的。
So we can joyfully receiving your coming back.
今天晚间
Tonight,
愿你的同在充满这个地方。
May your own presence fill this place.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
From the bottom of our heart, we give thanks to you.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好。我们要讲到如何能丰丰富富进神的国。
We want to talk about how to abundantly enter into this kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我觉得这个题目对于今天这个时候，对于所有神的儿女们来讲，更是非常的重要。
I believe this topic is very important in this moment of time.
我们都知道主很快就会回来。
We know our Lord is coming back soon.
当他降临的时候
When he comes back,
那也就是国度降临的时候。
That's when the kingdom will come.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们无论从圣经的预言
From either the perspective of prophecy,
或者看见今天世界各地所显出来的兆头
Or from all the signs manifesting themselves in all the world.
我们都知道这个时刻是非常的紧迫。
We all can see this moment is so urgent.
在我个人的感觉里面
In my personal feeling,
好像我们已经来到天国的大门口了。
As if we have come to the threshold of the kingdom.
可能呢，差几步就可以进去。
Maybe a few more steps we can enter into it.
愿主的灵在我们弟兄姊妹里面做激动的工作。
May the Spirit of the Lord to stir us up in our heart.
要我们能够感觉到这个时间的紧迫。
So we all can feel that sense of urgency.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们还活在这个地上。
Today we still live on earth.
我们好像有很多事情要做。
As if we have many things to do.
教会中也有很多的事情。
And in the church there are many things to work.
但是请我们记得
But let us remember.
没有一件事情比进神的国更重要。
There is nothing more important.Than entering into the kingdom.
不管你怎么说
doesn't matter what you say,
不管你怎么做
or what you do.
弟兄姊妹们，你一定要进天国。
Brothers and sisters, we shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
你若进不了天国
if you cannot enter,
那对我们来讲可是重大的损失。
That is a great loss for us.
圣经告诉我们
the Bible says,
如果你进不了这个国度
if you cannot enter into the kingdom,
你将在黑暗里面 咬牙切齿。
You will weep and gnash your teeth in the darkness.
我相信弟兄姊妹，主的话说得非常的清楚。
I believe that the word of the Lord is so clear.
所以我们必须要被提醒。
So we have to be reminded.
所以这次呢，主给我这个负担。
So this time around, the Lord gave me this.
我愿意和弟兄姊妹们相互的勉励。
I want to encourage one another with you.
提醒大家，提醒我自己。
To remind myself.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
但愿主的国度降临的时候。
May when the kingdom comes,
你我都能够进国度。
You and I, we all can enter into.
不仅能进国度
，not only can enter into,
并且能够丰丰富富进神的
国度 ，but also abundantly enter into.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，so dear brothers and sisters,
我们感谢我们的主
，thank our Lord.
他借着使徒彼得
，speak through his apostle Peter，
在他老年的时候
，in his old age，
留下了两封重要的书信
，left with us two very important epistles。
他这两封书信
，these two letters，
都是在他非常成熟的时候写的
，was written when he was really mature in his spiritual life。
当他要离世的时候
，when he was departing from the world，
他把他心中最重的负担。借着两封书信表达出来。
He expressed the heaviest burden from his heart through these two letters.
我们读过彼得前书、彼得后书。
If we read 1 Peter and 2 Peter,
我们能感觉到彼得灵里面的光景是透亮。
We can feel that his spiritual condition is so crystal clear.
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫我们里面非常的羡慕。
This makes us really admire him.
我们基督徒的年日。当他随着主的恩典成长的时候
，Our days in the Lord by the grace of God when we grow，
他灵里面的光景是应该是越来越明亮。
The condition of his spirit shall be clearer and clearer。
你看见彼得写了彼得前后书
，So when Peter wrote the first and second Peter，
他灵里面的光景是透亮。
The spiritual condition of him is so clean。
所以这两卷书对我们来讲非常的重要。
So these two letters are so important to us。
他在彼得前。前书里面告诉我们
，In the first Peter, he told us，
我们基督徒要注重那个魂的救恩。
We Christians should emphasize the salvation of the soul。
基督徒要追求一个纯洁的魂。
We shall pursue a clear, pure soul。
这个对个人的基督徒来讲
，Individually speaking，
这是最重要的一个追求。
This is the most important pursuit。
当然，这次我们不是要讲彼得前书
，But this time around we are not talking about first Peter。
我们要讲彼得后书。
We want to talk about the second Peter。
弟兄姊妹们，彼得后书注重什么呢
？What does the second Peter emphasize？
彼得后书最重要的要告诉我们，基督徒要丰丰富富进神的国。
Most importantly, it tells us that Christians shall enter into the kingdom of Christ abundantly.
所以，一个魂的纯洁。
So the purity of a soul，
一个能进神的国度。
And to enter into the kingdom，
这是我们。今天还活在地上的圣徒绝不可忽略的两件事情。
These are the two matters that those of us who are still living on earth can never neglect.
并且要把它摆在我们生活里面最重要的地位上。
And we shall place them in the most important position in our life.
其他的一切都不重要。
Everything else is not that important.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
使徒保罗。使徒彼得在他年老的时候写下了彼得后书。
So Apostle Peter in his old age wrote the second Peter.
我们知道彼得后书啊，是吹响末世号角重要的一卷书信。
We know the second Peter is the most important trumpet call of the for the kingdom.
我们知道圣经中啊。有两卷书啊，对幕后的圣徒来讲是特别重要。
We know in the whole Bible there are two books are most important to the saints in the last days。
一个就是启示录。
Number one is Revelation。
另外一个就是彼得后书。
The second one is Second Peter。
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道使徒彼得跟使徒约翰。是最要好的同伴。
We know Peter and John are the very friendly companions.
也是最好的同工。
They are the best co-workers.
所以在他们晚年的时候
，So in their old age，
两个人一同吹响了末世的号角。
Two of them together blow out this trumpet for the kingdom.
吹得这么的明亮。
The trumpet sound
吹得这么样的清楚。
Was so clear and so loud.
但是很可惜啊。
But very pitiful.
今天很多神的儿女们，大多数我们都把注意力放在启示录上。
Most of God's children focus only on the book of Revelation.
很多人都忽略了彼得后书。
They have neglected the book of 2 Peter.
其实彼得后书是非常非常重要的一卷书。
But in fact, 2 Peter is also very, very important.
弟兄姊妹，刚才我们读到彼得后书第一章16到18节。
We just read first chapter verses 16 through 18 of 2 Peter.
这是整卷彼得后书的中心思想。
That is the central thought, theme of this entire book of 2 Peter.
我们知道这个彼得后书是一封信。
We know 2 Peter is a letter.
从前呢，他们是没有分章节的。
In the past, there was no division of chapters or verses.
它是一个完整的一封信。
It was a complete letter.
但这封信的中心的思想就是16到18节。
But the central thought of this letter is verses 16 through 18.
那么这个16到18说了什么呢？
And what does 16 through 18 say?
我们读过，我们都晓得这是变化山上的经历。
We read, we understand, it talks about experience on the mountain of transfiguration.
好，使徒彼得在晚年的时候，
In Peter's old age,
他把在变化山上他所看见所经历的那些事情告诉神的儿女。
He tells brothers and sisters his experience, what he has seen on the mountain of transfiguration.
说明这件事情，
It indicates that this matter
在彼得的心里面是最重要的一件事。
In his heart, in Peter's heart is the most important matter.
我们都晓得使徒彼得的一生的经历很奇妙。
We all understand Peter's life experience is really wonderful.
他经历过太多的奇妙的事。
He has experienced so many wonderful things.
每一件事都是很大。
Every one of them is so great.
也是很多神的儿女们羡慕的。
And brothers and sisters all admire them.
我们知道彼得曾经在海面上行走过。
We remember Peter once walked on the water.
我想这恐怕是人类历史中呢唯独一个人在海面上能走过。
I believe this may be the only one case among human history.
不过他没走几步，他沉下去了，结果叫主救他。
He walked a few steps and started to sink and asked the Lord to save him.
但是无论怎样，他在水面上走过，对吧？
But no matter what, he actually walked on the water.
这是奇妙的经历。
This is a wonderful experience.
对不对？弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢主，在五旬节以后。
We thank the Lord that after Pentecost,
他经历了神的灵从上浇灌。
He experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
结果他就站起来传福音。
So he stood up and preached the gospel.
他的信息很简单。
His message is so simple.
但是一讲就3000人得救。
But when he spoke, 3,000 were saved.
第二次再讲。
The second time he spoke,
结果5000人得救。
5,000 were saved.
哇，这个福音的能力之大啊。
So powerful of the gospel.
在以后教会的历史中从来没有人有这么大的福音的能力。
In the later history of the church, no one can compare with Peter with such a great power.
弟兄姊妹们，今天多少传福音的人羡慕彼得。
Today many evangelists admire Peter for that.
但是主没有做第二件事，第二次。
But the Lord hasn't done it.
好像主只把这个经历给了彼得。
As if he only leave these experiences to Peter.
哦，彼得不仅经历了这一个福音的这个大能。
Not only Peter experienced the mighty power of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，彼得甚至经历大能的医治。
And Peter also experienced this mighty healing power of God.
今天有很多人呢在那里做神医的工作。
Today many people perform miraculous healings.
由于谁能像彼得那样的经历呢？
But who can have such experience as Peter?
圣经记载说， 他的影子照着什么人，什么人就好了。
The Bible shows us that even the shadow of him fall on anyone and they were healed.
多少人羡慕啊，彼得这个经历啊。
How many people really admire Peter's experience?
今天弟兄姊妹有时生病了，我们迫切的祷告，大声祷告，结果他也没好。
Today, many brothers, when brothers and sisters fell sick, we pray loudly, but they were not healed.
彼得说不用那么麻烦，我的影子照着他就好了。
Peter says it doesn't need that trouble, and my shadow just fall on him and he will.
这是何等的能力呀！
What kind of power is this?
是吧？他不仅这样，
not only this,
他还经历复活生命的大能。
He also experienced the power of resurrection.
让多加从死里复活。
And to raise Dorcas from the dead.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so、brother, sister,
我们看见彼得一生的经历有很多奇妙的事情。
So we look at his life experience, there are so many wonderful things.
但是这么多神奇奇妙的经历，
However, all those wonderful and miraculous experience,
而在彼得的心里面，
in his heart,
感觉变化山上那件事情是最大的。
But only that happened, what happened on the mountain of transfiguration is the most important.
那是最重要的一件事情。
That is the most important one.
我们晓得在四福音书里面记载的像特别马太福音跟那个路加福音的记载。
So in the records of the Gospels, especially the book of Matthew and the book of Luke,
主曾经带领三个门徒暗暗地上了高山。
The Lord once led the three disciples and secretly to the high mountain.
主就在他们的面前变了形象。
And before them, the Lord changed his appearance.
这个脸面放光像日头。
His face shone like a sun.
然后那个他身穿的白衣的洁净也放光。
And the clothes of him was so pure, so white, and it gives out light.
使徒们描述说呢，世界上没有一个漂布的，漂的能够像这么白。
And Peter says, there's no filler on earth can make that pure white.
我们知道在变化山上，彼得曾经糊涂了，对不对啊？
We know Peter once was confused.
又害怕。
He was so fearful.
又不知道怎么样讲话。
He doesn't know what to say.
所以他就胡言乱语了。
So he spoke just randomly.
但是无论怎样，那一次的经历给他留下最深刻的印象。
But for whatever reason, that thing, that matter impressed his heart the most.
比起这件事情
，compare with this，
其他的事就算不得什么。
Other things can be nothing.
所以你。以后再也没听见彼得说哦，我曾经在水面上走过，他不提这个事情。
So you never heard him saying once again about his walking on the water.
他也没有说哇，我传福音，你看看三千人、五千人得救。
He never mentioned about when I preached the gospel, 3,000, 5,000 were saved.
我一病医了多少的病人
？How many sick people I healed？
我甚至叫人死人复活。
I have raised people from the dead.
弟兄姊妹，在彼得心目中间
，in his heart。
变化山上的经历
，experience on the mountain of transfiguration，
比过去他这些经历都来得重要。
is more important than any of those experiences，
因为他知道那些能力是从神来的，不是他的。
because he understood that all the powers are from God, not from him。
而最重要的是他这个人个人的光景。
the most important thing is his own condition。
你能不能进神的国度？
Can you enter into the kingdom of God?
弟兄姊妹，这是大事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is important.
今天很多神的儿女们注重恩赐，注重知识，注重工作，注重这许多外面的事。
Today, many God's people emphasizing on works and ministries and gifts.
唯独对能不能进神的国度没有感觉。
But they have no sense of whether they can enter into the kingdom or not.
但是彼得知道。没有一件事情比这个更重要。
Peter understood, nothing is more important than this matter.
所以你将来到了神的国度里面
，So when you enter into the kingdom in the future,
你会看见有很多会传福音、会赶鬼、会医病的人，恐怕都在天堂大门外。
You may discover that many of those evangelists and the healers, they might be outside of the kingdom.
所以彼得到晚年的时候。
So Peter in his old age,
他就知道我这个人在主面前的光景 需要有改变。
And he understood that me, the condition of my spiritual condition needs to be different.
所以这件事情提醒我们大家。
So this is a great reminder to us.
也许你没有那个能力，没那个福音的能力。
Maybe you do not have the power as an evangelist.
你也不能医任何一个病人。
Maybe you cannot heal any sick people.
更不要谈说叫人从死里复活。
Not to mention you raise people from the dead.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你只要追求能进神的国度
Only pursue that you can enter into the kingdom of God
那个才是最重要的
That is the most important matter
所以求主把这个爱慕放在我们的里面
May the Lord put this desire and longing in our heart
今天愿主的灵就在我们里面做工
May the Spirit of God today start working in us
让我们醒悟过来
So we can be quickened
我们要知道我们这个人在主面前的光景才最重要的
We shall understand my condition before the Lord is the most important
所以彼得到晚年的时候
So Peter in his old age
告诉神的儿女们
He tells God's people
要追求魂的纯洁
You need to pursue the purity of soul
要追求能丰丰富富进神的国
To pursue to enter into the kingdom abundantly
所以他写下这两卷重要的书信
So that's why he wrote these two important letters
那么弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
到底那一天彼得在变化山上看见了什么
What indeed has Peter saw, has seen on that mountain of transfiguration?
我们看，我们从字面上知道主耶稣变了形象。
From the word, literally, we saw that Lord Jesus transfigured, changed figures.
但是彼得比我们所看见的更深。
But Peter has seen something deeper than us.
彼得看见了国度中的君王。
Peter saw the king in the kingdom.
所以他这里讲说他见过主的威荣就是君王的威荣
So that's why he says he has seen his majesty
然后他看见神的国度
And then he has seen God's kingdom
弟兄姊妹们我们都知道在创世之前
We all understand before the foundation of the world
我们的神已经有一个荣耀的计划
Our God has a glorious plan
他要在整个宇宙中建立他的国度
He wants to establish his kingdom among the universe
那么神是如何建立这个国度呢
How did God establish his kingdom
神乃是用他所创造的人来建立这个国度
He wants to use the man he created to establish his kingdom
但是可惜啊亚当还没被神用就堕落了
But unfortunately, before Adam acted, he fell.
所以神就没有办法借着亚当来建立这个国度。
So there's no way for God to establish his kingdom through Adam.
虽然在旧约时代中神曾经试着用以色列人。
Even though in Old Testament time, God tried to use the people of Israel.
但是以色列人也达不到神的要求。
However, the Israelites cannot fulfill God's purpose.
所以终于神的儿子道成肉身来到地上。
Finally, the Son of God became a man, came to this world.
感谢主。
We thank God.
到了变化山上的时候。
On the mountain of transfiguration.
弟兄姊妹们。神眼中所要的那个人显示出来了。
The man in God's heart appears.
所以彼得看见主耶稣变了形象。
So Peter there saw our Lord Jesus transfigured.
他看见了神所要的那个完全的人
He has seen the perfect man that God desires
感谢神
We thank God
神的儿子站在人的地位上表现了人心的完全
The Son of God standing on the position of man appears before God
这说明一件事情
It indicates one thing
神所建的国度
The kingdom that God wants to establish
这个国度中的子民
The citizens, the people of the kingdom,
个个都要像这样。
Everyone shall be like him.
就神只能借着这样的人建造他的国度。
That means God can only use such a people, such a person to establish his kingdom.
所以我们要满心感谢我们的神。
So we shall full of thanksgiving to our God.
神把我们这些不配的人从世界中救赎回来。
God has redeemed each and one of us who are unworthy from the world.
我们知道今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，神的国度还没有办法建在我们身上。
We shall understand today the kingdom of God cannot be manifested in our bodies.
但是呢， 在我们身上是一个转变的过程。
So we are still in the process of transforming.
我曾经听过一个弟兄这样说啊。
I once heard a brother said this.
他说为什么主耶稣在世的时候啊？
Why, when the Lord Jesus was still on earth,
所有的病人到他跟前全部得医治。
All the sick people come to him and get healed.
那么在头一个世纪，
In the first century,
我们看见的使徒们也是一样，所有的病人带到他们跟前就统统得医治。
So does all the disciples, all the apostles, all the sick people brought to him to them and they are healed.
而为什么今天呢？我们看见好像并没有这种现象。
But today we do not see such things happening.
所以我们前面弟兄讲得很好。
So our brother mentioned this very well.
他说呢，主耶稣在世和使徒们在世，那是一个国度完全的时代。
When the Lord Jesus was on earth and the apostles were still there, that was the kingdom of God appearing completely.
而我们今天是在一个国度不完全的时代。
However, today we live in a time when the kingdom of God is yet to be complete.
因为主告诉我们，地上的鬼赶出去，人得疾病得医治，是因为神的国。
Our Lord Jesus tells us that when the demons were cast out, that's because the kingdom of God has appeared.
但是呢，我们知道读教会历史，我们就知道。
But if we read the church history,
至少今天我们也能明白。
And today we can still understand.
偶尔有的时候，国度的权柄从一个人身上出来了。
Occasionally, the power of the kingdom of God appears in certain people.
所以也显出一些神迹。
So they can perform some miracles.
但是你没有办法像主耶稣、像使徒时代的情况。
But there's no way the condition can become like when Peter and when the apostles and Lord Jesus were on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹们，那一天彼得眼睛得开，忽然看见出现一个完全的人。
That day, when Peter's eyes were opened, he all of a sudden saw this perfect man appear.
那么，同时在那个地方，有摩西跟以利亚也出现。
And also at the same time, Moses and Elijah appeared.
我们晓得这是一个印证。
We understand.
摩西代表律法。
Moses represents the law.
以利亚是代表先知。
And Elijah represents prophets.
我们知道。主耶稣呢，就是完全符合于律法和先知的要求。
And our Lord Jesus is completely in accordance with the requirements of the law and the prophecy.
所以他是一个完全的人。
That's why he's a perfect man.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
他在肉身中达到神的标准。
In flesh and blood, he has reached the high standard of God.
所以在变化山上的时候。
So on the mountain of transfiguration,
神的国度中间所要的那个人出现。
The man that God wants for his kingdom has appeared.
这是一个何等荣耀的属灵的看见。
What an important, glorious spiritual sight.
那么摩西跟以利亚跟主谈论什么呢？
When Lord Jesus was speaking with Elijah and Moses, what did they talk about?
谈他离世的事情。
Talk about his departure from the world.
你知道那个字啊，那个离世这个字啊。
And that word describing leaving the world.
啊，那个原文就是出埃及。
In the original text, it means exodus.
就是 exodus, 就出去。
Means he's leaving out, going out.
我们都知道旧约圣经有出埃及记，对吧？
We all understand the Old Testament has the book of Exodus.
出埃及记说明什么呢？
What does exodus mean?
出埃及记就说明摩西要把以色列百姓从埃及带出来。
Exodus means Moses will bring out the Israelites out of Egypt.
现在
Now,
告诉我们主耶稣可以到耶路撒冷去。
Now it tells us that Jesus can now go to Jerusalem.
他可以成全这个救恩。
He can accomplish this salvation.
他要把千千万万神的儿女们从世界中带出来。
He will bring out millions of God's people out of this world.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
因为主在肉身中所达到的完全。
Because our Lord Jesus has reached that perfection in the flesh.
所以呢，他成了无瑕无疵的羔羊。
So that he became that blameless and spotless Lamb of God.
他可以上神的祭坛。
He could go on to the altar of God.
在旧约预表的时代。
In the foreshadowing of the Old Testament time,
所有的羔羊被带到祭坛那里，都是必须是无瑕无疵的。
All the lambs, all the sheep were offering on the altar have to be blameless and spotless, blemished, unblemished.
现在主耶稣基督就是那个无瑕无疵的羔羊。
Now the Lord Jesus Christ, He became that unblemished, spotless Lamb of God.
只有他配能够摆在。祭坛上
Only he is worthy to be laid on that altar.
感谢我们的神
We thank our God.
所以他从山上下来之后
After coming down from that mountain of transfiguration,
他就到耶路撒冷
He went to Jerusalem.
在那里被卖被钉死
He was betrayed and arrested and crucified.
上了十字架
He went on the cross.
他完成了神所托付的救恩
And to completely accomplish the salvation of God.
感谢主
We thank God.
因为他是一个完全的人
Because he is a perfect man.
他被摆在祭坛上
He was laid on that altar.
所以当他从死里复活之后
So when he rose from the dead,
圣灵可以把这个完全人的生命基督的生命神儿子的生命分给所有世上的人
So the Holy Spirit can distribute, dispose this holy and complete perfect life of Christ to all of those who are saved.
而让这个生命
and this life
进到千万人的里面
can enter into millions of people
改变我们
to transform us
也把我们变成有一天像主那样的荣耀
So one day we all can be transformed to become the glory of God
所以当我们众人都有了这么一个完全的改变的时候
When all of us can have that complete transformation
神的国度就得建立
The kingdom of God can be established
神的荣耀就能彰显出来
And the glory of God will be manifest
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters
那一天使徒彼得的眼睛看见了
That day Peter, Apostle Peter's eyes were opened and see
他看见一个大的荣耀
He saw that great glory
看见君王的荣耀
Not only the glory of a king
看见国度的荣耀
And also the glory of a kingdom
所以他知道神的儿女们一个荣耀的盼望
So he knows this hope, glorious hope of God's
people,
that we all shall enter into the kingdom.
但他希望我们呢，能够怎么样，丰丰富富的进神的国度。
He desired that all of us can enter into the kingdom abundantly.
彼得在晚年的时候啊
，Peter when he is old,
其实他这个意念。
The thought of his
是从主来的
came from God.
因为他曾经听过主讲到国度的信息
because he once heard this message of the kingdom from the Lord.
所以他的这个整个的思想意念是建立在主的话语上
So his thoughts and his mind were established in the Lord, in the word of God.
所以这是非常非常宝贵的一件事情
So this is a very precious thing.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
愿主开我们的眼睛
May the Lord open our eyes
让我们能看见使徒彼得所看见的
So we can see what Apostle Peter have seen
让我们在地上还有不多的日子
So while we still have a few days to live on earth
我们里面能有一个清楚的目标
Our in us we have a clear goal before us
到底今天我们在追求什么
What exactly are we pursuing?
什么是我们生命中最重要的事情
What is the most important matter in our life?
所以弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters
我们要知道主的国度有一天要降临
We shall know that one day the kingdom of God will come
我们今天还活在地上的人
Those of us who still live on earth
可能我们是人类历史中间的最后的一批人
Maybe we are the last generations of human beings
我们过去有年长的弟兄鼓励我们要好好的预备自己
And we have elderly brother encourage us to prepare for his kingdom
我本来心里面盼望说呢他如果能等到主回来，那我们也有福了，对吧
？And I actually was hoping that if he can expect the Lord's return in his lifetime, then all of us are blessed.
但是他过去了。
But he has passed away.
弟兄姊妹们 我们还活着。
We are still alive.
所以我跟很多弟兄姊妹讲，我们要继续往前。
So I encourage many brothers and sisters that we shall move on.
啊，我们也慢慢的年老了。
We are also becoming old.
我希望我在世的日子。
I hope that while I'm alive,
能亲眼看见主耶稣基督回来，亲眼看见国度的降临。弟兄姊妹们，
that I can see with my own eyes.
任何一个活在今天时代中都应该存这个盼望。
Everyone who is alive today shall have this hope.
如果我们能真的等到了那一天，
If we can truly wait for that day.
弟兄姊妹，这是历史历代爱主的圣徒们所渴望的那个日子。
Brothers and sisters, that's the day when throughout the generations of Christians are hoping to see.
让我们等到了。
And we finally wait for that day.
而如果说等到了你却进不去，你看看。
What about if that day does come, but we cannot enter into the kingdom?
是彼得的话，要听进去。
So we shall hear the word of Peter.
好好的预备自己。
We need to prepare ourselves earnestly.
彼得说他快要离世。
Peter told us he is about to depart from the world.
他要把他亲眼所看见的事情告诉我们。
He wants to tell us what he actually himself seen.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
不，他安慰我们。
But he also comfort us.
虽然我们大家眼睛都没有这样看见，对吧？
Even though our eyes have not seen.
但他说呢，我们有先知更确的预言在。
But he says we have the prophetic word so sure.
他说明的就是主耶稣，他那次所看见主耶稣的情况。
And that means what he has seen about the Lord Jesus Christ.
证实了所有先知们的预言，
has confirmed all the prophecies of the prophets.
所以我们只要在主的话语上认真的追求，
so if we can just seriously focus and pursue in the word of God,
这些光啊可以从暗处照亮我们，
and the light can shine through darkness.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们要留意先知们所有的预言。
We need to heed all the prophecies of the prophets.
而这个预言的最中心点就是国度的降临。
The central point of all prophecies are the kingdom for coming.
旧约们先知们一直在预言这个国度。
And the prophets of Old Testament time, they are always prophesying about the coming of the kingdom.
那些彼得在变化山上亲眼看见。
On that day, on the mountain of transfiguration, Peter has seen with his own eyes.
感谢主。
We thank God.
今天我们手中也有圣经。
Today, in our hands, we also have the scriptures.
他说你要留意什么呢？
He said, "What shall you pay attention?"
当你读预言的时候，你留意那个诚心的出现。
And when you read the prophecies, pay attention to the appearing of that morning star.
啊，我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有看过晨星啊
？Brothers and sisters, I do not know if you have ever seen a morning star.
啊，我在西雅图过去冬天的时候。
In Seattle, in winter time.
我早上有一天起来很早。
One day I woke up and got up very early.
在东南方向。
In the sky and south.
哇！我突然看见一颗非常明亮的星。
All of a sudden, it appeared a very bright star.
哦，我知道那是晨星。
So I understood that it was the morning star.
那么什么叫晨星出现呢？
What does it mean by the morning star rising?
这个晨星一出现，你看很快天就亮了。
When the morning star appears, very soon the day will break.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们读主话语的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when we read the word of God,
我们知道这个晨星就是我们的主耶稣啊。
We understand that this morning star is referring to our Lord Jesus.
所以你要在圣经里面注意主的显现。
So we need to pay attention when we read the Bible, the appearance of Jesus.
彼得提醒我们。
Peter reminds us.
这个预言呢，不能随意解说的。
And we cannot privately interpret the private.
太多人解说。
Prophecy today, many people are interpreting.
很可怕。
Prophecies,
but very. 因为你解释预言错了，你就是假先知。
If you interpret it wrongfully, then you become a false prophet.
所以这是非常可怕的一件事情。
So this is a very important, dreadful matter.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们看见在整卷彼得后书里面
，We see in the entire book of Second Peter.
这个变化山的这一段是中心思想。
And this portion about the transfiguration is the central thought.
彼得不仅告诉我们他亲眼曾经看见过君王的威荣。
Peter told us that he not only he has seen this glory of the king.
他也知道有一天主回来，这国度要降临的。
He also understand that when one day this king will come back.
因此呢，他在这里鼓励神的儿女们。
That's why he is here encouraging all children of God.
所以他才有了许多前面后面的话。
So he spoke many words before this and afterwards.
那么在第一章里面。
So in first chapter,
他告诉我们当注意些什么呢
？He told us what we shall be very careful about.
第一件事情
，Number one，
他就说我们需要认识。
We shall understand. We shall know.
认识呢，用自己的荣耀和美德招我们的主。
Know the one who has called us by his glory and virtue.
因为透过基督神已经把一切关于生命敬虔的事都给了我们了
Because through Christ God has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness
所以他要我们注意主所给我们的生命
So he wants us to focus on the life God given us
认识神为什么把这个生命给我们
Understand why God has given us his life
他用他自己的荣耀和美德来招我们
He called us by his own glory and excellence
就是要叫我们进入这个生命的荣耀
That is enable us to enter into the glory of his life
显出这个生命的美德
To manifest the moral excellency of this life
他要叫我们脱离从世上来的败坏的情欲
He wants us to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust
而与神的性情有份
To be partakers of God's divine nature
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brother, sister,
我们家一年年的过来
year by year,
不是光是年岁的增长
It's not just our age increases
应该在我们身上有更多的脱离
We shall have more things to, We shall escape from more things
还有更多神的性情从我们身上能够被显明出来
And more divine nature of God can appear in our life
所以这个认识
So this knowledge
是非常的重要
It's very important
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
感谢主
We thank God.
啊，所以我们不能把有很多的道只当作道理来听。
We cannot just listen to all of this as a doctrine.
神的应许他是一定成就的。
God's promise, He will fulfill.
啊，第二件事情。
Number two.
彼得在这里告诉我们，他说：“你们需要殷勤的追求。”
Then Peter here asks us to give all diligence to pursue.
啊，他说这里呢，有了信心加上德性。
Add to your faith virtue.
在圣经的原文里面是没有这个加字的。
And in the original text, there is no word adding to.
啊，要有要有。
You shall have, you shall have.
不过中文呢，用这个加上呢，我觉得也有点好处。
But the Chinese translation with the word adding to, we have, it has some benefit.
因为给我们弟兄姊妹是好的提醒啊。
Because these are good reminders.
一年年过来往上加，对不对啊？
So year by year, we can add to it more and more.
但是我会感觉到很多神的儿女不是加。
But I feel many brothers and sisters are not doing addition.
越来越减。
But doing subtraction.
本来追求主还多一点，现在又减掉一些。
Maybe we shall be increasing, but we actually are decreasing.
本来聚会多一点，现在又减掉一些。
And maybe we participate in the meetings more, but now we reduce the number of attendance.
不多看见基督徒一直在加。
And we very seldomly see Christians are doing addition. So this add to also has its benefit. But Peter's original thought is that we shall increase our possession of it. So that's why he says, pursue the Lord, you need to give all your diligence.
啊，我们也知道今天有很多弟兄姊妹在世上做事非常殷勤。
We all know many brothers and sisters work very hard in this worldly matter.
哎，有的人侍奉主也是这样。
But many people when they serve the Lord, they also very diligent.
这个工作能够到处跑呢。
And they just run around and work very hard.
啊，其实彼得在这里告诉我们，这个殷勤，你要追求里面的事物的成长。
However, here when Peter talk about diligence, he was talking about something inwardly.
啊，所以这个很重要。
This is also important.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主，彼得说要有。
We thank the Lord. Peter says to have.
啊，有就好。
Just to have it is good enough.
所以他讲了八件事，对吧
？So he mentioned about eight matters.
弟兄姊妹，你看看自己里面有没有。
Just look at ourselves. Do we have it?
有就好。
If you have them, then that's good.
彼得还算是有恩典的。
Peter is full of grace.
啊，今天弟兄姊妹这八样的事情。
But sisters, these eight matters.
啊，我简单的说明一下。
I will just explain them very briefly.
啊，第一个要有信心。
Number one, faith.
我们这是主给的。
Faith given by God.
不要失去信心。
We shall not lose faith.
啊，今天我们所处这个时代。
In this time that we live in.
实在是个不信的时代。
It is indeed a faithless time.
很多神的儿女们满脑袋的知识。
Many children of God full of knowledge in their brain.
但是没有信心与这些道调和。
However, they do not have faith to mingle with the word of God.
所以就显不出那个实际来了。
So they cannot live out the reality of it.
所以我们不能拥有这些道理知识为满足。
We cannot be satisfied with possessing those knowledge.
我最近和弟兄姊妹讲到这个老底家的教会。
Recently, I share with brothers and sisters the church in Laodicea.
为什么老底家教会是不冷不热呢？
Why is the church in Laodicea is lukewarm?
因为他们不真实，你知道吧？
Because they are not real.
啊，他们呢，跟主之间没有什么直接的关系。
They have no direct relationship with God.
但他们觉得自己很富足。
However, they feel they are so rich.
的确，他们很富足。
Indeed, they are very rich.
为什么呢？
Why?
啊，我们知道，按照亚细亚七个教会的预表。
According to the types of the seven churches in Asia.
啊，那个腓拉铁菲的教会啊。
The church in Philadelphia.
预表着十九世纪的弟兄运动。
It foreshadows the brethren movement in the 19th century.
哇，我们能感觉到在第十九世纪的时候。
In the 19th century, we can feel.
神为的教会好像用大卫的钥匙打开了宝库。
As if the Lord used the key of David to open up this treasure.
大量真理的亮光被释放出来。
A great amount of light from the Word of God.
在那个时代的里面。
In that time, during that time,
弟兄姊妹们的用功读圣经啊。
Brothers and sisters studied the Word so hard.
然后我们前面一个弟兄告诉我们。
A brother mentioned earlier mentioned.
在那一百多年里面，你几乎可以找出啊一千多个有名望的人。
In that during that 100 some years, you can find 1,000 of Bible famous Bible scholars.
每个人都是有大亮光，并且大的著多的著作。
Each and every one of them has a great light from reading the scriptures. They have published great books.
我后来呢发现呢，在那个时期中间，虽然姊妹们少有这种解经的，但他们写的诗歌啊，宝贵的不得了。
Later, we also discover among during those time, even though there are few sisters who can open up the Word of God, but they are great psalmists.
我们这个诗歌本里面有好几首宝贵的诗歌。
There are few, many very precious hymns.
都是这些姊妹们写的。
Were written by those sisters.
他们不仅有丰富的属灵经历。
Not only do they have great abundant spiritual.
每一首诗歌你就看见有。有启示，有亮光的。
You see from their hymns that they have revelation, they have the light of the world.
所以在那个时期当中，几乎圣经中所有的真理， 通通被解释出来。
So during those times, as if all the truth, the light of the truth from the Bible are open to us.
所以你知道我年轻时候蒙召出来侍奉主啊。
When I was young, when I was called by God to serve Him.
我们年长弟兄告诉我们。
Our elderly brother told me.
圣经中所有的真理都已经被人家解释了。
All the truth from the Bible has been explained by someone.
哎呦，我一听这个吓坏了。
So I was scared.
压力大得不得了。
I was so pressured.
我想说这个真理都被别人讲完了，我还有什么东西讲啊？
If the truth has been explained by all others, what's left for me to explain?
我没有东西讲了。
I have nothing to preach.
你讲什么，人家都已经解释了。
Whatever you speak, all other people have already spoken.
哎呀，那个时候压力大得不得了。
So I feel great pressure.
我说主啊，真理都被解释完了，你还呼召我干嘛呢？
I said, Lord, all the truth has been explained. Why do you call me out?
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
后来主开我的眼睛。
Later, the Lord opened my eyes.
让我知道圣经的字面是有限的。
And show me that the literal word is limited.
但是基督的意义是无限量的。
But the meaning of Christ is unlimited.
哦，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
要不是有这么一种的看见，你真的是觉得。哇，都给人家讲完了，你还有什么好讲的呢？
If you do not have this understanding, then you feel like I have nothing to preach about.
所以那一百多年间，
So during those 100 some years,
神的丰富大量的倾倒出来，
The abundance of God's word has been poured out.
那实在是一个大光的时代啊。
That was a great age of light.
那么因此留下了丰富属灵的遗产。
And they have left a great abundant spiritual heritage.
所以到了老底家。
So comes the time of Laodicea.
我们富足了，一无所缺。
They feel like we are so rich, we lack nothing.
因为这个遗产实在是太丰富了。
Because this spiritual heritage is so abundant.
弟兄姊妹们。我们要非常的被提醒。
We need to be reminded.
今天我们活在这个时代中。
Today we live in this time.
地上的教会非常的像老底家。
And the church on earth is so similar to the church of Laodicea.
因为我们的知识非常多啊。
Because our knowledge is so abundant.
哎，你碰见这弟兄姊妹，你问问每个人都是满脑袋知识啊。
And if you encounter a brother or sister, their brain is full of knowledge.
我给你们讲个笑话。
Let me tell you a joke.
在我们的西安特会里面，
In our WCCC,
那个服侍儿童的老师，
this, Sunday school teacher.
哦，他说我们跟小孩子一开口都是神永远的旨意。
And he told us that even our children, when they open up their mouths, they will tell us about the eternal purpose of God.
现在我们真的是知识非常的丰富。
Now is the time that we are full of knowledge.
当然，这个是好。
Of course, it's a good thing.
但是你必须有信心和这些道结合。
However, we need to have faith to mingle with this truth.
如果你仅仅是得到这些知识，
If you only possess those knowledge,
那个不实在。
That is not a solid.
神是阿门的神。
God is a God of Amen.
神不能阿门。
But God cannot say Amen.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
所以我常常感觉我们这个时代有个艰难呢。
We always feel that our time is so difficult.
很多真理都知道。
We know many truths.
为什么身上实际很少？
However, not much reality.
要有信心。
That's why we need faith.
不仅有信心，要还有德性。
Not only faith, we also need to have virtue.
基督徒的品德应该是高尚的，是美丽的。
The moral character of Christians shall be high and beautiful.
当然了，弟兄姊妹们，我们呢，蒙恩德就是卑贱下品啊。
Of course.When we are saved, we have lowly and base things.
啊，这是我的感觉啊。
This is how I feel.
我不晓得，也许有些弟兄姊妹觉得自己很高尚啊。
Maybe many brothers and sisters feel when you are saved, you are already very good.
但是这个品德和美丽是基督的表现。
But here, this virtue is the manifestation of Christ.
啊，我们应当在今天这个污秽败坏的世界中表现出。神儿女的尊贵和荣耀。
We shall manifest with you the glory and beauty of God's children.
那么他是有了德性，要加上知识。
And with virtue, we need to add to knowledge.
你说刚刚我们不是说这个知识不好吗？
Did we just mention knowledge alone is not good?
不，这里的知识属灵的知识。
But here, this knowledge is spiritual knowledge.
特别是开眼睛的知识。
Especially those knowledge that enlightens our eyes.
是你的眼睛都开始认识的知识。
It is knowledge that when our spiritual eyes were open, what we see.
我想我没有太多时间去解释这个。
I do not have much time to explain it.
我只能简单的走过。
I can just go through briefly.
有了知识呢，需要有节制。
After knowledge, we need to have self-control.
就是自我的控制，对吧
？We need to control ourselves.
那意思说呢，在属灵的生活中啊，你不过分，很适度的能够活出来。
In spiritual life, we shall not overdo it, and we need to be very balanced.
我们知道这个在加拉太书第五章告诉我们，是圣灵所结的果子。
In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, it tells us that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
哎呀，这个节制的功课有时候也不容易学啊。
And this lesson of self-control is not difficult. It's not easy to learn.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这是需要学的，需要有的。
But it's something we need to learn.
然后呢，是忍耐。
After that is perseverance.
这个忍耐也是一个不容易学的功课。
And perseverance or endurance is not very easy to learn.
不过彼得呢，在后面我们会讲到。
Later on, we will mention about Peter.
你要用基督的忍耐来忍耐。
We shall endure with the perseverance of Christ.
我们晓得仇敌也是有很大的耐心的。
We know the enemy is also very patient.
他有的时候为了捕食我们呢，要像野兽捕食一样。
Sometimes he wants to prey on us.
所以你看见那个动物有的时候呢，它为了等候一个食物，几个钟头都可以不动的。
You know, when a prey is prey on another animals, he could.Wait for hours without moving.
就是我们要很谨慎的。
But sisters, we need to be very.
因为我们知道我们是活在一个仇敌四布的环境。
Because we know we live in a world full of the works of the enemy.
撒旦也是非常有耐心的。
Satan is also very patient.
他天天盯着你。
He focusing watching you.
什么时候找到一个破绽，他就可以毁坏你。
Whenever he discovers a breach, a gap in your life, he can destroy you.
我们人的忍耐是非常的有限。
We know our endurance, our patience is so limited.
所以你要活在基督的忍耐里面。
That's why we shall live in the endurance, patience of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
感谢主啊
！We thank God.
有时候我们知道忍耐，我们就会焦虑，对不对
？Sometimes when we want to endure, we become anxious.
但如果你活在基督的忍耐里面
，But if you live by the perseverance of Christ,
它是有恩典的
，And it is full of grace.
我们可以等待着满心平安的
，And we can peacefully, restfully endure.
不需要有那种的焦虑
，We shall not do those anxious things.
那么有了忍耐，要加上敬虔
，Add to endurance godliness.
你有主的形象
，To become like Christ.
就像保罗所说的
，Just like Paul says.
我活的就是基督
，For me to live is Christ.
保罗鼓励我们要追求敬虔
，And Paul encourages us to pursue godliness.
这敬虔就是向神。
Godliness means to become like God.
有了金钱，还要弟兄相爱。
And add to godliness, brotherly kindness.
这也是今天在教会中最重要的真理。
This is the most important truth today in church life.
也是一个最难持守的真理。
But it is something very difficult.
我们要保持一种的情况。
We need to keep certain
conditions. 无论有什么样的大的难处
，No matter what kind of difficulties we are in,
弟兄的感情永远不消失
，And the brotherly kindness will never disappear.
因为这里想用的这个字是 phileo 这个字，不是 agape.
And here, brotherly kindness used the word phileo, not agape.
那个 phileo 的字的意思就是感情，有感情的。
And that word is with emotion.
如果你能有一点点的感情
，If you can show some emotion，
你就不会忍心去伤害你的弟兄。
And you dare not to harm your brother.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们知道这是主给我们永远是新的命令。
We understand this is the Lord's commandment to us.
啊，那么最后一个
，Lastly，
要爱
，Love，
就全心称爱。
The whole heart become love.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
有主怎样爱我们
？How the Lord loves us.
我们怎样去爱别人
？And we shall also love others.
啊，一个人能够到了。最后满心诚爱
If in the end a person can become full love
弟兄姊妹都很熟悉一个故事、啊、
Brothers and sisters all are familiar with a story
我很喜欢这个小故事
I really like this small story、
啊、那个是 George Carton 的故事
It's the story of George Carton
他曾经写一个小册子叫救之乐
And he wrote a small pamphlet called Salvation, knowledge, and joy.
尼托森弟兄啊，年轻的时候他有机会去访问这个年长弟兄。
When Brother Watchman Nee, when he was young, he actually had an opportunity to visit this brother, Carton.
这个 George Carton 那个是已经九十多岁了。
He was already in his 90s.
身体并不是太好。
He wasn't in good health.
所以常常有的时候昏迷，有的时候就眼睛就会醒。
Sometimes he was in a coma, or sometimes open up his eyes.
所以尼弟兄去看他的时候
，When Brother Watchman was visiting him,
站在他的床旁边
，standing by his bed.
啊，那个老弟兄躺在那里。
The old brother lying on the bed.
哎，忽然清醒过来。
All of a sudden he awoke.
所以旁边的弟兄就对他说
，So a brother by the bedside told him,
这里有一个从中国来的年轻弟兄来看你。
Here comes a young brother from China visiting you.
这个 George Carton 就眼睛睁开了，看着尼弟兄。
So George Carton opened up his eyes and looked at Brother Nee.
他就讲了两句话。
He said two words.
他说：“弟兄
，Brother。”
你知不知道
？Do you know？
我不能没有他。
I cannot live without him。
你知不知道
？Do you know？
他不能没有我。
He cannot do without me。
哇！你弟兄站在听这个话，眼泪就下来了。
So Brother Nee was there, weeping while he was heard these words。
年纪到了这么大。
A person has lived to such an age.
神志都不清楚了。
He wasn't even clear in his mind sometimes.
里面和主之间爱的关系一点都没有减退。
His loving relationship with God has never decreased.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们的神就是爱。
Our God is love.
啊，所以将来我们进入永世。
So later, when we enter into eternity,
你会碰见那是一个爱的世界。
You will discover it is a world of love.
所以彼得就在这样的情况中鼓励弟兄姊妹。
So Peter, in such a circumstances, encouraged brothers and sisters.
他说你如果是这样的认识的话呢
？If we have such knowledge,
一定会结果子的。
You will be fruitful.
所以要殷勤。
So you shall be diligent.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
但愿在主回来之前
，May before the Lord's coming back，
我们接受彼得给我们的劝告
，We receive the encouragement from Peter，
我们能够殷勤的追求
，We can diligently pursue，
让我们的生活中结满了这许多的果子
，So that our life can be full of fruits。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
啊，所以。要使他们达到丰富
In order for them to reach this abundance
在约翰福音第三章告诉我们呢
In John chapter 3
我们一重生得救已经在神的国度范围里面
If we are born again we are in the domain of God's kingdom
但是这个跟将来神的国降临时候那个进入是不一样的
But that domain is different from when the Lord comes back we enter into his kingdom
今天呢我们已经在神的国度范围但是可能我们不富足，对吧
？Today we are living in the confine of God's kingdom, but we are not living abundantly.
我在美国这么多年
，In the many years I live in the U.S.
看见很多从远东来的人
，I've seen many people from Asia.
有的时候来的时候，他贫穷的不得了，什么都没有。
When they came very poor, poorly and with nothing.
啊，没过十几年呢，个个都是有钱的不得了啊。
few years later, and they all become very rich.
他们知道积存财宝。
They know how to accumulate wealth.
但当然了，这个有天都要过去的。
Of course, those things will disappear one day.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要积存上属灵的财宝。
But sisters, we shall accumulate spiritual wealth.
所以这个是今天呢，主在这里给我们一个极大的鼓励。
So today, this is a great reminder, encouragement of God to us.
所以彼得告诉我们。
So Peter told us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不要瞎眼。
Do not be blind or short-sighted.
不要瞎眼。
Do not be blind.
如果我们结不出这样的果子。
If we cannot bear such fruit.
你不仅是瞎眼，你是近视眼，只看见眼前的。
Yeah, not only you are blind, but also you are near-sighted. Only see things near.
所以求主施恩，救我们脱离这个可怕的时代。
So may the Lord give grace to help us escape this difficult time.
我常常感觉我们眼前看见的事物啊，给我们的影响啊，好像远过属灵的事情给我们的影响。
I often feel like things nearby has so far more important impact on our lives than the things to come.
我们只想追求一点点的好处。
We want to pursue just a little bit benefit.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
不要近视眼。
Do not be near-sighted, short-sighted.
地和其上的事都要过去的。
The things of this world will go pass away.
我们要望见远处的国度。
We shall look far into the coming of the kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
仇敌今天的工作就是要叫我们瞎眼。
And the work of the enemy is to blind us.
所以呢？保持一个属灵的眼光的明亮很重要。
So it's very important to keep your spiritual eyesight clear.
所以我就说呢，彼得到晚年的时候
，So in his old age, Peter,
他灵里面的光景是透亮的。
His spiritual condition is crystal clear.
哎呀，这个是叫我们多么的羡慕、啊、
！And we shall admire such a condition.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
看看我们的生活
，Look at our life.
看看我们在地上的行为。
Look at our behavior.
不知道到底我们里面的眼睛明不明亮。
So we can see whether our spiritual eyes are clear or not.
所以他说，如果我们在这些事情上能够殷勤的追求
，He says if we can pursue diligently of this quality,
不瞎眼不近视
，and without being blind or nearsighted,
就能使我们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
That will make our calling, our election sure.
永不失脚
and we shall never stumble.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我读这些话我里面是很深的感触
when I read these words I have such a deep feeling
我从年轻一直到现在 年纪大
from young age now I'm age
我经历过很多教会的这些光景
I have experienced many situations in the church
我也曾经认识很多的弟兄姊妹
I have known many brothers and sisters
这么多年过来了
so many years have passed
哎呀有时候叫我里面非常的感叹
Sometimes I feel a deep sighing in my heart
那些动摇的
Those who have shaked
那些失脚的
Those who have stumbled
到处都是
Everywhere
所以不要轻看这些话语
So do not neglect this Do not despise these words
主还没回来
The Lord has not yet returned
我们的生命需要经过考验
Our life shall go through testing
所以今天呢每一样事物都在考验我们
So today in every matter we are being tested
我们能不能经得起考验
Whether or not we can pass the test
关乎到我们将来能不能进神的国
It has a lot to do whether we can enter into the kingdom of God or not
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers
我们一定要有确定的把握
We shall have that full assurance.
不要滑跌。
Do not slip away.
啊，这样，彼得说，你们就可以丰丰富富进主的国。
In this way, Peter says, you can entrance into the kingdom of God will be supplied to you abundantly.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers,
彼得的话很清楚。
Peter's words is very clear.
我常常有时候觉得很稀奇啊，这个打鱼的人呢，没受过什么教育啊。
Many times I'm amazed that an uneducated fisherman, in his own age, he could write out such a clear, in such a clear manner. We know this has nothing to do with his education. Because his heart is so clean, clear. And when Peter wrote this, he's not doing a writing. He this from a his.
他也许不是像别人口才那么好。
He wasn't as eloquent as others.
他就把心里面真真实实的事情告诉你。
He just speaks from his heart.
所以非常的宝贵。
So it's very precious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
愿主借着这些话给我们带来激励。
May the word use these words to encourage us.
我们要抓住眼前的这个机会。
We shall grip, take hold of this opportunity before us.
殷勤的追求。
Diligently pursue.
要知道主给我们的恩典。
We shall know the grace that God has given us.
也让我们知道今天我们所看见这个世界有一天要结束的。
And also enable us to see the world we see today one day.
这是一个短暂的存留。
This is a temporary thing.
我们所面对的是将来荣耀的。
What we are facing is that glorious result.
在我们将来进入永远之前
，Before we enter into eternity，
首先会有国度的降临。
First will come the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers，
我常常感觉
，I often feel，
主把我们留在这个末后的时代。
The Lord has placed us in this last day.
主把特别大的恩典给我们。
He has given us a great measure of grace.
历史历代的众先之神的仆人，他们渴望这个日子。
Many servants and prophets of God, they desire, they long for that such a day.
他们可能没这个福，他们没这个福分。
However, they do not have such a blessing.
今天这个福分留给我们了。
However, the blessing is left to us.
我们常想，我们是什么人呢？这么软弱，对不对
？I often feel like what kind of people we are. We're so.
但是主把你留在这个时代。
But it is the Lord who has placed us.
所以你不要放弃这个恩典。
So do not give up on this grace.
弟兄姊妹们。但愿所有的弟兄姊妹都起来，抓住这个机会。
May all brothers and sisters stand up and take hold of this opportunity.
我希望到那一天
，I hope when that day comes，
主让我能够安然见主。
The Lord will enable me to see Him peacefully.
大家都能安然见主。
Every one of us will see Him.
如果我们能进神的国度
，If we can enter into His kingdom，
那我们彼此好好的握握手
，Then we can all shake hands，
感谢主
，And we thank the Lord，
终于你得着了
，Now you finally get it。
如果我们能看见一些弟兄姊妹在外面
，But if we see our brothers and sisters are left behind，
那是叫多人叫我们多遗憾的一件事情
，What a great regret。
所以呢，时候到末了。
So now time is at the end.
我觉得彼得的话对我们来讲更是恳切。
I feel like the word of Peter to us is so earnest.
所以我这是希望借着彼得后书和大家共同勉励。
So this time around, I want to encourage brothers and sisters with the words from the second Peter.
我们要听见彼得所吹末日那个明亮的号角。
We need to hear that clear trumpet call from Peter in the last days.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praise to you.
你没有丢下我们。
You have not given us up.
到今天，你仍旧对我们说话。
You speak to us even today.
主啊，愿我们有开通的耳朵。
Lord, may we all have an ear that can hear.
真是能听见你自己的声音。
That can hear your voice.
但愿在不多的日子的里面。
May there are many, not many days ahead.
让我们起来殷勤的追求。
May all rise up and pursue diligently.
主啊，我们的心渴望。
Lord, our hearts long.
我们能够丰丰富富进神的国。
That we all can enter into the kingdom abundantly.
我们愿意把我们余下的年日奉献在你的手中。
We are willing to consecrate the rest of our life into your hands.
主啊，你深知我们的软弱。
Lord, you deeply understand how weak we are.
求你用大能的手握住我们。
May you take hold of us.With your mighty hand.
主啊，坚定我们。
Strengthen us.
绝不容许我们滑跌。
Do not allow us to stumble.
主啊，我们不要在那日后。 后悔。
We do not want to be regretful on that day.
如果要后悔，今天让我们就后悔。
If we regret, let help us to feel regret today.
好叫我们能调整我们的生活。
So we can adjust our life.
面对着你国度的降临。
We can look forward to the coming of the kingdom.
主啊，愿在那荣耀的大日。
Lord, may that glorious great day,
我们都人都能够欢然的来见你。
We can all joyfully meet with you.
求你祝福你自己的话。
May you bless your own word.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.